I am here. You can't see me?
No.
I see you on the left screen.
Yeah.
I don't know what's the matter. Let's see. I figure out what's going on. Gallery.
Yeah. You gotta find
Yeah,
gallery.
but difference between gallery and
There we
speaker.
go. I can see you now. I gotta get rid
Yeah.
of this sort of thing. Okay.
An owner, is that Keith or?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. I'll rename you.
Keep getting labeled.
No worries. And Chris J, welcome.
Thank you. One of the things my thought process is, of course, naturally, maybe not so naturally, regularly return to a sense of ownership, like owner, yeah, like it said, and then, but then we do talk about, sort of this self with self being one's own true self. So sometimes you have to sort that out between the different, like the difference between my sort of like relative ownership and what is what's r real type own.
But there's no sorting out what's anything that can be owned is false, and any owner is false. Again, literally, does the space in the room own any of the objects within the room? Does it own any of the walls that are seemingly confining it? No. If the space could think about objects in the room, it would think, oh, look at that. Somebody just took the TV out of me. Oh, but it has no relation to the TV whatsoever. The TV is an appearance within the space. And whether it's there or not, it doesn't affect the space.
But sometimes in words we speak of,
But you're prior to words. Always remember that. Whenever you try to think of anything or try to figure it out, just remember, oh yeah, I'm prior to words. And if you can't think of that, then you just remain with presence. Because presence is going to show you like there's nothing but your selfless self. So how can you think about yourself? You cannot, because you'd be thinking about nothing. That's how we try to label and describe your own self. We say nothing. That's that little riddle of knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. Well, somebody has to be there to say nobody's there. If nobody knocked, there'd still be somebody there.
I understand what you mean by you can't really think of yourself. Think our thought cannot touch the self, but
Every thought is about the illusion. You can't think about reality. there's no way to think about reality, because then you use imagination to create a concept of what reality is, which is very funny, because then you're separating yourself from reality by trying to create this conceptual reality that is false, but you're believing it to be true, rather than just remaining with yourself as self, which is the reality.
Of course, oftentimes I think I'm thinking.
Well, the thought process, again, thoughts are flowing. But when you know yourself as formless, then you're no longer thinking that thoughts are in here. You know, without a body, where are thoughts? Thoughts become the world in which you live. Because you're an object in this world, you're using this object, you see this world, but you know yourself in a real sense. So there's no longer this body pressure containing thoughts within your head. So the world becomes the thinking. Just like when you lay down and dream at night, where is this dream world being created? It's being created spontaneously out of nothing, because a sense of existence is appearing and there's a consciousness that creates. Due to this concept, I exist. In deep sleep, there's no sense of existence, so there's nothing. Then suddenly this nothing senses a sense of existence and projects a dream world. And no matter what thought you have within your dream world, about your dream world, I mean, you can say, oh, you know, this dream, it's not going my way. I'm going to try to fix it. And maybe you can even do that. But so what? When you wake up, what was the use of all that? You know, that's why the yogis that like train themselves to, as Maharaj says, they have cars parked on their bodies and all this sort of stuff. Well, that's very lovely, but just like in a dream tonight, if you dreamt that you were able to light yourself on fire without feeling pain, of what use is this to you? Maintaining my breath and being able to hold my breath underwater for 10 minutes and being like, oh, how is that useful? Only within the illusion can I do anything. So remain with myself as self, and then I'm not trying to do anything. And I'm definitely not creating a false concept of reality to try and go and search for it.
When you say remain with yourself as self, is that called investigation?
Remain with yourself as self is just I, this very, very subtle presence.
Are you saying just I?
Just I, just I. It's like I without anything. It's just this very, very subtle sense of presence. That's why the meditation is so important. So you can sort of start to sense this sense of presence. And then you, with the concept of duality, remain with the sense of presence. In reality, the presence is remaining with the presence. The consciousness is remaining with the consciousness. And that's why Maharaj talks about concentrate on the concentrator. You are. Nisargadatta Maharaj used to say, you know, the you are, the I am, the just this sense of existence. This sense of existence investigates, is the investigator, because you are not anything that can investigate. Only this sense of existence can investigate its own self. And that's yourself. Yourself without self. Self without the concept of being Chris or Keith or Alan or Trish or Joan. Just I. I without anything. I think they talk about too, you wake up in the morning and before your whole world starts in your mind and all this sort of stuff, you could kind of get that little fuzzy feeling of existence, that just subtle. Some people might call it serenity. Some people might call it peace. Different religions will call it remaining with the Holy Spirit. Whatever you want to call it, it really makes no difference. But just try to cultivate this presence.
Can you give me an idea of how many hours a day to meditate?
Just sit with yourself quietly. I mean, you can do that. There's no set like, oh, I'm sitting and meditating and like sitting and trying to meditate, there is a just sort of fall back into yourself. You can do it, and right now you can do it. Just sit there and sort of just, okay, just kind of fall back into yourself and forget about any thoughts that may be coming or going. Those are just appearing on your spontaneous presence and are not worth your time. So you remain with yourself. This very, very subtle sense of presence. We have mantra that, and if you didn't get mantra, I have a video out there called Soham Sadhana. You can try to practice this practice. And when you're waiting in line, you remain with your selfless self. When you're out in traffic, remain with your selfless self. When you're doing your work, remain with your selfless self. In a meeting, remain with your selfless self. The meditation does not need to be separate from, like, oh, I'm going to set aside some time. In the beginning, maybe, depending on your practice, you may want to sit and just sort of sit with yourself. But this is a, because you're meditating until the concept of a meditator dissolves within the meditation. You'll just, this very, very subtle sense, very subtle, but it grows. And the reason it grows is because the illusory you dissolves within it. This you that you believed yourself to be is gradually dissolving within the reality that you are. And this gives all the secrets. Like Nisargadatta Maharaj has said, the I am, remain with the I am. The I am removes all this doubts, all secrets, everything is revealed. Simply because it's like a black hole of concepts. It just pulls in everything. Not to mention, the selfless self-intoxication will train the mind, basically, for lack of a better word, to desire your own self rather than all this illusory stuff that's causing all these layers of illusion and trouble. Like you're out there chasing all this stuff. Oh, I need this, or I want this, or oh, this is happening, or that's happening. But if I remain with my selfless self, nothing is happening. No matter what seems to be happening, nothing can be happening because you're formless. Literally, the space can permeate all these objects, but it cannot be affected by them. Even as we spoke, the entire world could explode, and the space is not affected at all. The five elements creating and destroying all the time. And this spirit, presence, power, energy is moving everything around. But if all these objects of the five elements were to be gone, that you are would not have experienced anything or moved or gained or lost anything. This consciousness, for lack of a better word, has appeared to you. There's no sense of existence. Suddenly a sense of existence, a spontaneous world is projected, and you're identified for the first time, I exist, as a something. And because you believe yourself to be a something, you see other somethings, and you desire these somethings. And you start to take doership from the deeds that are done from this lump of goo that you have labeled you, or mom and dad have labeled you, actually. You didn't label yourself. Well, you did, but you did it in the form of your mom or dad. There's a little body factory. Two pigs get together, make a little pig. Then these two little pigs get together, make another little pig. And the power and the energy is just the form that's animating and moving these bodies. Two bodies, human, get together, make a little body. And then they say, oh, you're John. And then John does good things, John does bad things. Oh, good job, John. You ate all your vegetables or whatever. And the sense of doership is impressed. This egoistic sense of separation, I am John, comes about. And Master says, no, you're not John, you're nobody. You're nothing. All this stuff is within the illusion. Everything you've ever experienced, all your body relations, all the knowledge you've acquired is within the bubble of illusion and is absolutely as useful as any illusory knowledge you acquired within your dream or any relations. Tonight you may dream that you found the woman of your dreams, married or not married, this is the woman of your dreams, and everything about her is absolutely perfect. And you wake up on the other side. What was the use? It all occurred within the illusory existence, the dream. And when you really look at your dream, you know, when you go to sleep at night, you start to kind of fade away. Okay. You stop concentrating on thoughts, and you're going deeper and deeper in with your selfless self until the point where there's a no knowing and nothing to be known. Then suddenly there's a subtle knowingness that arises. A dream world is projected, and you're identified with one of the dream characters to perceive this dream world. But you know, on the other side, when you woke up, it all appeared formlessly. You didn't like build this dream world, nor were you ever a body within this dream world. It came from the dream consciousness and formlessly projected a five elemental existence, and you were powering it. All the people that you meet in your dream, it's you, obviously. Who else is there? It's not like a joint dream. So all the people you're speaking with, everything that's occurring within your dream is coming from you. When you wake up, you realize this. Well, when you know yourself in a real sense, you absolutely understand that this so-called waking world is exactly the same. And there's no individuality at all. This presence is consciousness. Whatever you want to say is dreaming about yourself. It's dreaming you, basically. And when I say it, see, there's no words that can say, because you know, like the air outside, it can't relate. There's no relation to the form world. There's no, you cannot be like this. But you have to discover this for yourself. You can go to a million different people and they'll all tell you the same thing. You can read a million books. And the books are good because the books are telling you this is the truth. Then you go to a master and the master says, this is the truth. But now it's up to you. You got to investigate. Convince yourself, as Maharaj says, that spontaneous conviction. Oh, so that I am that. I am nothing that can appear. No thought can be about me, as we were speaking earlier, because there's no description, there's no attributes, there's no. Describe the formlessness that creates your dream world. And if we were to write books, we could write books like they do the creation stories of my dream world. First came space, then came wind, then wind begot fire, fire begot water, and these elements started to move together and create and make shapes, and this is how the creation started. You can say anything you like, but it appeared formlessly on your spontaneous presence.
Hey, John, I wasn't able to find that video that you mentioned earlier.
About so, Hamsa Dana, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. You're welcome. Here, I'll actually give you the. I'm going to put this link to the website in chat.
Okay.
And this is the. Oh, I have to find our window again. All right, here we go. This is the website where all of the videos and everything are posted. And also on that very home page, if you scroll down just like halfway, it says Sohamsadana, and you can click on that. And here is the copy video URL.
There it is. I found it.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're absolutely welcome. And, you know, before I went to India, I kind of created a mantra out of a bunch of the Upanishad things that I was reading at the time. And I had this Soham Hamsaha Soham Asmi. Soham Hamsaha Soham Asmi. And that was just this mantra that I created. And I said, okay, it came until I have the mantra from my master. And once I get the mantra from the master, then I'll stop this mantra. So I just walked around all DC, just continuously saying these things. And when I was in line, this was running. And then, of course, after getting the mantra, then I tossed this mantra aside. But the main thing is to invite attention of the invisible listener. And this is done simply by consciousness with consciousness, presence with presence. This mantra clears the field of illusory thinking. Maharaj uses the example of a mother who's trying to make dinner for the children, but the children are like not allowing mother to make dinner. They want her attention. So she gives the children some toys so she can concentrate on the dinner, and the children are busy with the toys. The mantra is the toy for the mind. The mind is then busy with the mantra and can't get into any mischief. And you have the ability then to focus on your own selfless self.
Got you.
When you know yourself in a real sense, it'll just be scenes appearing before you. You be in the scene, then the scene will pass. In the scene will pass. In the scene will pass. Before you know it, it's Tuesday, and then it's Wednesday, and then it's Thursday. And calendar-wise, you'll see that. But you're just here, and these scenes are just appearing and disappearing. So light outside, dark outside, going to work, going to do this thing, going to do that thing, go watch a movie. You know, go. You still activities and all these things, but it's not a... You're not creating this timeline of you doing all these things. You may look back and say, like a lot of times, Alexa, I know I'm not saying your name, I'm sorry, but she'll say, oh, I hope you had a good weekend. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, you can't say.
I'm sorry if the comedy show starring Leslie is
sad. No, it's okay. Alexa? Thank you.
You are so very welcome.
There we go. Sorry, I shouldn't have. But, you know, it's like, oh, I hope you had a good weekend and this and that. And so looking backwards wise, it's like, oh, yeah, it was a good weekend, or you had a good Monday or something like this. But while you're there, it's just scenes. And you're not so hung up. And you're not worried about one scene or another scene or what's going to happen, or because you're formless. How does the formlessness plan it today? That's just, and that's why that just I, it's the subtle feeling of existence without an I exist. The I am has appeared to you. The I exist has appeared to you. The subtle sense of a presence has appeared to you. So, Keith, as you were speaking, when you're saying all these thoughts, first thought that should come is, if I'm formless, and I've been told I have no body, and this thought, how would it relate to the me that has no body? To the I that has no body, you could say.
For me to sometimes not be touched by a thought.
I'm sorry, you're kind of breaking up. What?
Sometimes it's possible for me to not be touched by the thought.
Keith, you're kind of. You're talking to us down the hall?
I don't know what that.
There you go. Aha! You're in the room now.
I don't know. I did move my head a little bit more directly.
There we go. Okay. It sounded like we were talking. You were down the hall, and now you're like, yeah. You've come to the room. Thank you.
I only moved a couple inches.
But anyway, what were you saying?
Directional microphone. I was saying, sometimes I can, be myself without being touched. And not take anything seriously as being, the thoughts aren't telling me what is or what isn't anymore. I'm, not touched by them. But then I'll start to think again, my thoughts say things are such and such. And then I'm often being identified with the thoughts again. So, just got to... go back to mantra.
Yeah, because if you sit there and think that there's someone that's not being touched by thought, there's a someone that's being touched by thought that you're creating.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a...
Right.
Instead, just remain with your selfless self. That's the most important thing. If you can remain with your selfless self and not get carried away in thoughts, which thought to accept, which thought not to accept is up to you. And a thought that says, look at this, all morning long I have not been touched by thought, is creating the concept of someone that can be touched by thought with that thought, instead of just remaining with yourself as self, even if you have to brush that thought aside. Because in the beginning, of course, you're like, wow, this is a lot of peace. Okay. And Maharaj would say, who's experiencing this peace? Was there any peace prior to being this? These are like the axe to chop down the tree that's trying to grow. And this is, like you were saying, sometimes I'm not touched by thought. Okay, well, who is not touched by thought? Prior to being this, there was no thought. Boom, it can cut just right there, end. And that's why Maharaj so many times uses that prior to beingness. Was there whatever it is that you're experiencing right now? Was there any spiritual progress prior to beingness? Was there any peace prior to beingness? So even peace, you can discard. Everything. That's the axe that chops at that I without having to create the concept of someone that's not being touched by thought. when people would come to the ashram and say, oh, Maharaja had a very good samadhi. Well, prior to being this, was there any samadhi? Did you know about any samadhi? So that's within the illusion. And what's the use of this? It's okay, it's nice, as he would say, progressive step. Maharaj would never tell you, like, well, you're totally, completely wasting your time. Because, you know, that's kind of mean. And while you're still believing yourself to be someone, you can take an insult like, oh, even he says, oh, Master has insulted me. Well, this is the same as Master saying, you are Brahman. You are formless. But if Master says, oh, you know, you just wasted your time with this samadhi because it means nothing in the long run, and you take offense, oh, Master has offended. Then he tells you, you are God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master. And you're like, yes, yes, yes. Well, how can I be Master? You know, so cut all this prior to being this. What was it? Relationship is coming. Okay. Body is here. Body-based relations. Okay. But it's body-based relations. Prior to being this, there was no body. I think there was one person who said they were very much, they had to date like lots of women because that was just like a natural thing. And that was messing up their spirituality, which of course is not true. But Maharaj just said, if that was a dead body, would you still be like chasing it? You know, the power, the energy that you're trying to come into contact with your own selfless self is what's powering that body. That's a dead body. Without presence, is this body so attractive? So prior to being this, there was no body relation. There was no power, no energy, because these are concepts and words that came along with the body. So when you say you can't describe ultimate truth, it's because the concept of ultimate truth came along with the body. Prior to being this, did you know anything about ultimate truth? Nisargadatta Maharaj talks in the book about, if you knew you were going to be born, would you have been born? But you're in a no knowing state, and this is the same as saying, prior to being this, before you were born, would you choose to be born? Well, but prior to being this, there was no concept of birth. There was no concept of a you. There was no concept of concepts. And that's why using the concept of nothing, when we're speaking about the something within the bubble of illusion, because the only way we can speak about reality is from the illusory state. Prior to being this, you didn't know about reality, nor did you know about illusion. Nor did you know about mantra or guru or mom or dad. Nothing. So if I have thoughts about anything that was prior to being this, then I know they're a worthy pursuit. Anything on the other side of prior to being this, after being this, so to speak, I probably don't need to think about. Just as I don't need to think about every single thing that's appearing and disappearing within my dream. And I don't need to stop thought. I just need to remain with my selfless self. Because that's another trap, another concept. I have to kill my mind. What? There is no mind at all. You're going to be sneaking around thinking every moment that around the corner is the mind and I'm going to kill him. And there's no such thing. Maharaj says it nicely. Mind, ego, intellect came along with the body. And you are not body. Thank you.